Welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in. We are to our second hour discussing the Real ID Act with Mark Lerner, and he is so involved in this issue, he's actually going to go to D.C. in about 7 days to try to, wake up various senators and representatives about what's going on, how the technology can be misused, how the biometric industry has misled people in terms of how accurate it is, and other issues. Is that correct? Did we lose Mark? I don't hear Mark. I'm not sure if we've lost him or what.
Okay, call back.
Okay, perhaps he... We've lost him momentarily, folks. I think we're going to try to reach him again. And okay, Mark, I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. Then in about 7 days, you're going to go to Washington, D.C., right? Okay, we'll wait a moment. And we've had a little difficulty getting Mark back on here. We lost him at the top of the hour. Again, folks, if you want to call in, lines are open. The toll-free number is 800-313-9443. We're talking with Mark Lerner about the Real ID Act, and had him on 2 weeks ago and decided to have him on again this Sunday because he is right in the thick of it, if you will, in terms of trying to wake up people, both common Americans like myself, as well as legislators in the House and the Senate, about what's going on and about how the biometric technology is not capable in all cases of doing accurately what it purports to be able to do in terms of facial recognition and so on. So, Mark, do we have you back yet? I guess not. Okay. Anyway, let me just recap some of what we talked about the first hour. The Real ID Act is going to impose on states, and right there you should think, well, there's a violation of the sovereignty of the states, the distinction, as I've discussed with Larry Becraft before, the distinction between federal jurisdiction and state jurisdiction. The Department of Homeland Security would require these three things, that each state has minimum requirements in terms of the data they have to have before they can issue one of these new driver's licenses. And then the Department of Motor Vehicle, or whatever it's called in each state, will be linked up. And then each state will be required to verify the source documents, birth certificates, and so forth before they can issue a driver's license. So right there, the Department of Homeland Security then is deciding the requirements by which states can issue driver's licenses, which, as Mark told us, despite the Department of Homeland Security's claim that it's not going to be a national ID card, it will, in fact, be a national ID card. So, okay, is Mark back yet?
Why? Yes, I am.
Okay, Mark.
We were talking
about
the trip to Washington.
Right.
Here's what's distinguishing this trip from other efforts to have the Real ID Act repealed. About a year and a half ago or so, I turned over what attorneys call a massive amount of evidence to the federal government concerning wrongdoing in the biometrics industry.
Okay.
It dealt with rig testing. It dealt with exaggeration of results, security law violations, all kinds of information. It's what attorneys called massive.
Uh-huh.
An investigation was opened in October of 2005. Now, the problem is that investigation is not being made public. Neither was the information or evidence that I presented. Now, that information was strong enough that a law firm that has a suit against the largest biometrics company came to me and asked me to work with them in that suit.
Okay.
We can discuss it after the break.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for being perceptive about the music. Folks, we'll be back after a short break. Hang with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show, folks. Thanks for tuning in here, and we're beginning our second hour then with Mark Lerner and discussing the Real ID Act. And Mark, you're set to go, as you were talking about before the break there. Well, let me not preempt you. Go ahead, if you remember where you were just as we entered the break.
What I was going to say is, what makes this so different? This trip to Washington and discussions that have previously taken place concerning the Real ID Act is this. This information that I turned over to the government, it was strong enough that, number one, it did lead to the opening of an investigation. I've got the documentation for that. Number two, a law firm has hired me as a consultant. They have a case against the largest biometrics company in the United States. I turned over the same information to them that I turned over to the government. It resulted in their lawsuit being amended, and it's now about 93 pages long. And I am listed in that lawsuit as a source, not by name. The reason being, in the original government investigation that was opened, I was notified that it was to be kept confidential, non-public. Well, I kept my mouth shut until January of this year, but as I watched DHS and this administration move forward, not just with the Real ID Act, but with other programs like WHTI, TWIC, ePassport, etc., all these programs have one thing in common. The common denominator is the use of biometrics, and that's what the evidence that I have goes directly towards. Showing that you can't trust the technology, it doesn't work as advertised. You can't trust the people that run the companies, giving information to select few investors, some of the wealthiest people in this country, are talked about in the evidence that I provide. And
right.
You can't trust the government, DHS and others, when they tell you what the intentions are once they accumulate all this information, put it in databases. The question becomes, what are they going to do with it? And they've already deceived the American people about what they're going to do with it.
Right.
So this is the issue that I really want to address with members of Congress, is this issue of trust, technology, and finally, the issue of tyranny. What
right.
is it when the federal government steps in? They can say it's involuntary all they want, but the fact is, this is as close as you get to mandatory as you will ever see. What
right.
is it when the federal government decides we are going to dictate to the states what kind of information they're going to maintain, who they're going to share it with, and who we as a government are going to share it with? If that's
right.
not tyranny, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, and I listened to a lot of the commercial breaks on your radio network and on others, and they are so spot on. They are right on target when they talk about the religious, the prophecies, the implications, the religious implications. When
right.
they talk about tyranny in terms of what the federal government is doing, all these things, they're spot on about. They're 100% right. The problem is you can't just say that and expect that the 70% of the public that believes that the government really is looking out for them. They may not be doing the right thing, but they believe that you have to trust in government.
Right.
These same people believe that if you're doing nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about.
Right.
The problem becomes, if you're an activist and you go out there and you simply say, this is what the North American Union is, or SPP, you ought to be opposed to it, and this is why. This is why you ought to be opposed to the Real ID Act. What we're doing, the activist community, is presenting worst-case scenarios as far as the rest of the public's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the rest of the public doesn't accept worst-case scenarios. What they will say is, show me something I can look at, some hard evidence that shows me that the worst-case scenario is much more than just a scenario, it's reality. And
right.
that's the nature of the evidence I will be taking to me to Washington. And,
right.
and this evidence comes in the form of multiple recordings, emails, other documents. I was a biometrics confidant, a biometrics industry confidant. I had hundreds, if not thousands, of communications with leaders, CEOs, chairman of the boards, the chief financial officers, members of board of directors, all of the above. I had meetings. I went to conferences. I was invited to conferences with law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and others. I was part of, at least I was privy to, the discussions that took place concerning what direction, right after 9/11, that these people thought we should go in terms of protecting our country, homeland security, how we were going to use these technologies. And what's important to understand, these companies that are involved in this, the biometrics industry, every year since 9/11, these companies are losing money year after
right.
year. In 2007, it marked the 6 straight years, a year in a row, that the largest biometrics company in the United States was lost money
right.
at a negative, what they call earnings per share.
Right.
Now, the point to this is these companies all thought they would make a lot of money after 9/11. They didn't
right.
anticipate we would go to war in Iraq. And a lot of the money that would have went towards these technologies went to the war in Iraq. And because these companies had lost money year after year, it caused desperate people to do desperate things.
Right.
And that's how we got to the point of the rig testing, the exaggeration of the results, information going to a select few group of people. And I can tell you, I don't play this game partisan politics, Democrat, Republican. But I can tell you some of the wealthiest Republicans, and I can document this, I have the evidence. It's not circumstantial. It's not speculative. It's irrefutable evidence, according to attorneys. Some of the wealthiest contributors to the Republican Party were privy to this information. And as a result, millions of dollars were made, more than millions. And the problem becomes when these select few people were able to make that kind of money, it meant the average person that was holding stocks in these companies, they were losing money. Because
yeah.
The reality about the stock market is nobody makes money unless somebody else is losing money. Somebody has to sell before somebody can buy, and somebody has to buy before somebody can sell. So these select investors, some of the wealthiest Republicans in the country, were able to use the information they had to help them make money at the cost, at the expense of average Americans that own these stocks. They didn't know what these select few people did, and those average Americans, as a result, many of them lost money.
Mark, go ahead. I just wanted to let you know we got four callers.
Let's go ahead and start with the callers.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to get to them before I lose them. Okay, let's go with our first caller then, Bill from Idaho. Bill, you're on the Peter Mac Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, we're certainly very blessed to have him as a conscionable Christian constitutional patriot.
Indeed.
And in that consideration, I would thank him for all of his efforts. As late as they may be just the key of breaking this Zionist cabal's game. However, considering, as busy as you have been, the evidentiary documentation that you're going to be presenting to the congressional representatives, it would be very nice that would be widely distributed among the community. However, if you have had a chance to at least look at or listen to Dave Emory, E-M-O-R-Y, just briefly before you go to these congressional representatives, it might be very telling by virtue of the history that is in that archive, and there are a number of them. However, could you announce which congressional people you are going to be seeing, and could I ask you to hit the Idaho delegation, because either they're asleep and or they're completely bought off. And I'll just mention in closing, in order to get a temple recommend presently in the Mormon Church, you have to have a UPC number attached to that recommend. And I'll close with my thanks to both of you. Time date your programs that are going out daily on disc as well as tape cassette. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Bill. Well, there were a couple questions in there, Mark. Did you get those?
Yeah, let me address them one at a time. Number one, the reason the information I have has not been made fully public yet is threefold. Even though I came forward earlier this year, a lot of the people that provided me with the hard evidence, that gave me or provided me with statements, even though they were aware of the wrongdoing and it took some prompting to get them to come forward, I do have, to a certain extent, an obligation to protect these people.
Sure.
Number two, the purpose of this trip to Washington, besides hopefully educating legislators about the evidence itself and the bigger picture, it is to hopefully, I am requesting that I be allowed to provide testimony in open committee. I don't care if it's the Homeland Security Committee, Science and Technology, Commerce. I'm meeting with representatives of all these committees. Once I am able to provide testimony in open committee, then all the information that I provided to the government will be available to the public. Now, I have already got contacts within the Kansas City Star, Rob Knoll at op-ed.news. I am working with and trying to make arrangements with Jim Baca of DownsizedDC.org, as well as other people, one of the three major broadcasting networks. Had many discussions with them. So I have every reason to believe this information will be made public once I testify.
Okay, Mark, well, we hear the music again. Folks, I know that you're patiently waiting there. We've got several callers, so stay with us, and we'll get to you as soon as we can after the break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Back here on the Peter Mac Show, and thanks for tuning in. Mark, we have four callers waiting in the queue here, so let's get right to them, okay?
Sounds good. I just want to address... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Did you not finish up?
Yeah, the last caller asked about Idaho, and I wanted to let him know that I am speaking with people in Idaho already.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Then next up is DJ from Illinois. Go ahead, DJ.
Hello. I'm very glad that you're having this on today. I'd like to kind of go around part of Wheel Rim and travel in the spokes, and they're going to sound disjointed, but please see where they go. Now, on the federal funding bill, on the Senate version, there was a traumatic brain injury amendment that included in it that the records would be transferred to electronic records, that the soldiers and the veterans records would be transferred to electronic. Now, also... Okay. There's a representative in the state of Missouri named Jim Guest, who has been on the Derry Brownfield show, and it would be good to look him up in the archives on RBN, on Derry Brownfield's archives.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Let me interrupt you for 1 minute because you're raising some really good points. Number one, the reason I came forward in the first place in January was I was familiar living in Missouri with Representative Jim Guest and the work he was doing with legislators against Real ID. And I've been working with Representative Guest ever since. Representative Guest is doing just fantastic work. He is traveling state by state, educating his peers in the state legislatures against the Real ID Act. The problem is that the state legislators, and there's a national group, I forget what the name of it is, something of state legislators, they actually are opposed to the Real ID Act, but only because of funding. In general, they are not opposed to the Real ID Act, but I will be meeting with them in Washington about this. So if you have the opportunity to work Jim Guest is doing, I would encourage everybody to do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm tickled to hear that. Okay,
yeah.
Back to the military issue. The Military Commissions Act and your John Warner Defense Act is literally, coupled with this switch to electronic records, is literally a threat to every current military person, every current police officer, every current, what would you call it, agent in any agency of this governance, lawful or unlawful, doesn't make any difference, any veteran of any of these, because these electronic records will be able to be switched around, and it does not make any difference whether they are trying to stop this evil or whether they are actually one of the henchmen. It will be used against them. Once they are too much of a threat and too much knowledge, then this can be twisted or information replaced, and in an effort to get rid of them, threatened with families, it doesn't make any difference. Also, when you go down to another spoke of the mandatory insurance for cars, et cetera, that is being done by a lot of these agencies, also the accident reports done, these are going to Choice Point.
Well, and you bring up the point, it's one I am going to be raising in Washington, which is the issue that you're bringing up is really the use of all these technologies. Where are we going with this? Where are we going with the collecting of all this information? Where are we going with the creation of all these databases? Where are we going with the use of all these surveillance cameras? Where are we going with the use of cameras mounted on the dashboards of police cars? Where are we going when the FBI and American technology companies are working with governments outside the United States?
Can I tell you where I think
they can do the same thing?
I'm sorry.
The point is, we are not, as a country, very few people really understand how when you look at all these acts combined, the issue anymore of constitutional rights, you might as well throw out the window. If we lose this battle on the Real ID Act, our constitutional rights are going to be forever. They will be changed. Because as I stated earlier, you cannot go back and get this information out of these databases and simply delete it, no more than you can with emails or anything else. It's out there. It'll be out there. And unfortunately, people that we wouldn't want to have access to our personal information are going to have that access.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a criminal psychopath's wish list?
Well, what it is about a bunch of people that believe that they know better for the American public than the public does. They believe that they have a right to control the American public, and they're going to do that by the issuance of the Real ID license and the collection and sharing of information. And until the American public is willing to really get actively involved, and I hate to be so blunt about this, but I can go to a meeting and talk to 50 or 100 people, and I've traveled all over the country, done a number of radio shows. And, yeah, today it's important, tomorrow it's somewhat important, and by the third day, what can I tell you? You know,
right.
There are a lot of people out there that will talk the talk. They talk the talk of being an activist, but I can tell you, more and more every day are coming aboard and actually walking the walk, but we still don't have enough.
Yes. What do you think about the connection with the Lautenberg Amendment?
We're due for a break here, TJ. Sorry to interrupt you. Can you hold on through the break here?
Sure.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your patience, and we'll get to the other callers as soon as we can, but we still have DJ from Illinois on the line. DJ, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you as we led into the break there a minute ago.
Hey, I mean, we all need to hear the breaks, too.
Okay, good.
The Lautenberg Amendment has several effects. It encompasses outlawing people allegedly owning firearms. And this under the excuse of any type of restraining order, fraudulent or otherwise, that would be one of the spokes. Then you have our soldiers who are being properly or improperly diagnosed with PTSD instead of possibly being treated medically for DU poisoning or traumatic brain injury, which can also cause it, or systemic candida overgrowth, which can cause any amount of alleged mental disorders, including ADD, ADHD, bipolar, and depression. And then your medical establishment whipping out the prescription pad for their psychobabble crap or other things and being falsely diagnosed. We have had many cases in the immediate family of false diagnoses coming close to taking a person's life. And how do you undo it? How do you get the records, even though many of them are still on paper? Now, another spoke. A lot of the alleged destruction of the military's records or the veterans' records, and add it all up, And that's only part of it. Add it all up, folks.
Well, let me address what you're speaking about. And the Laudenberg Amendment was a result of the domestic violence offender gun ban in 1996. Then it became part of an omnibus consolidated appropriations act in 97, and on and on. And but it all goes towards this bigger picture of the government controlling or wanting to control what we do. And this is the reason that a lot of people that are gun owners, or even want to at some point maybe consider owning a gun, they're opposed to the Real ID Act, because it's very evident that one of the byproducts of the Real ID Act is going to be a loss of liberty for those gun owners, because at some point they are going to have to show that license in order to be able to purchase a gun. Databases are being connected, state DMV, criminal databases, all these things are being interconnected, and nobody's taking a step back to take a look at it. But it's not just the laws that concern me, and it's not just what the government's doing that concerns me. What's concerning me particularly are the Patriot Movement and the activist movement people that are refusing to work with one another. As I go around the country and I speak with groups on the far left, the far right, and people in the middle, all different types of religious organizations, Christian, Jewish, and others, what I realize is there are a lot of people that will talk the talk, but very few that walk the walk. Now, here in the Kansas City area, I can tell you, there are some good people that have come together. All these kind of efforts require resources. They require people that have clerical ability, internet capability, et cetera. Just a whole lot of things are needed to be able to get to the point we have. When I started 7 months ago with working with Representative Jim Guest, nobody ever thought in 1,000 years we would get to the point that we've reached today, which is actually having scheduled meetings with people in the Senate and the House, and the distinct possibility that the evidence that I brought forward to the government, which so far hasn't been made available to the public, that evidence being provided in open committee so the media can pick up on it. We already have commitments from the media. Once I do testify, they will run with the story. So I don't know what it's going to take, but we need more out of the activist movement and the Patriot movement than what we're getting. These groups have got to learn to work together, at least on single issues. Too many of them are concerned about their own membership roles. Of course, they need money to be able to survive, and they're worried that if they work with other groups, that their members may decide the other group's more in tune with their thinking, and then they lose contributions. So we've got to get past all these petty differences. We have to present a united front, because I can assure you, the people we're up against are united. They have unlimited resources, unlimited connections and influence.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it comes down to the old story at the end of the day, and you can put it in 20 different ways, but at the end of the day, some are to blame, but all are responsible. You know, we can blame people all day long in office and some people that influence policy for what's going on, but the American public needs to understand we're responsible. We have the ability, based on the framework of our Constitution, to change, to enact the changes that needed to be done. But unless every American understands that it's going to take each person's input to do it, it's simply not going to happen. And history is going to judge this generation right now if we don't stop the Real ID Act as a generation of apathetics, people that just didn't care. They didn't understand the sacrifices that were made by their forefathers, number one, to create the Constitution that we have, to fight in the wars we've been in, those sacrifices that the military has made and their families. You know, if this generation doesn't wake up, get their act together, and put together a united front, we are going to lose our constitutional rights.
I agree, Mark. And DJ, thank you for your call. We've got a few others waiting. Mark, go ahead.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I find amongst the extremely irritating ones that will not listen, and yes, they usually get it right back Adam, is the one to say, well, because I disagree with you politically, we can't work together on anything.
Right.
Well,
and then those
we're never going to get 100% agreement on all these things.
No.
I am, as my listeners know, deeply embedded in the tax honesty movement. That's one issue. Obviously, the real idea is another. But what I think they have in common is just what Mark pointed out. We have a government that's gone well beyond its constitutional boundaries. And some people are not going to oppose that because they like the benefits of a government beyond its constitutional boundaries. They're recipients of the money that it takes from people. But I think there are enough out there that we can put the government back in its box. And we need to support Mark and his efforts to expose what the Real ID Act is and other things. But let's move on, okay?
We've got
just about 20 minutes left. Thank you, DJ, for your call. You've raised some very good points and appreciate that. Bill from Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
How are you all doing today?
Good. How are you,
Bill?
Oh, fine. Okay, I'm calling about the U.S. Census Bureau, the American Community Survey. I mean, they database a whole lot of information in there, and they got imposed a criminal act against you under Title 18 if you don't fill that thing out. And
correct.
Yeah.
But isn't that really, Bill, isn't that part of the bigger picture that we've been discussing?
You bet it is.
Which is the linking of these databases and the sharing of this information.
Yes.
We can call, you can call something by a lot of different names. But at the end of the day, and this is what's so important about this trip to Washington, and this information that I'm bringing to Washington, getting in the public domain, is at the end of the day, the end result of all of this is going to be the same. And I think that Peter brought up a very good point. His concerns might be tax-related, the issue of the IRS, the Federal Reserve, et cetera. Other people may have concerns about abortion issues, gun rights,
right.
Gun owners, or information stored in medical databases. But at the end of the day, I hope everybody appreciates the Real ID Act and the use of biometrics, this is central to everything the government is doing.
Yep.
In order to make these databases work in the way that the government wants, they have to have basically an enrollment system, an identification system. If you take that away, then a lot of these other issues will go by the wayside. And the other thing that will happen is we have to build a bridge between the activist movement and mainstream the public.
Absolutely.
And the way to build that bridge, the Real ID Act presents that opportunity, because the activist movement, the patriot movement, understand the threat the Real ID presents. Whether or not they're willing to do what it takes, it needs to take, to defeat it, we'll see. But the point is, once the information or the evidence I present to Congress is in mainstream public's hands, then what we can show people is not worst-case scenarios, but hard evidence about what's going on, who's making the decisions, what were the real motivations, the fraudulent testing, exaggeration of results. These are things the American public can relate to versus worst-case scenarios. So that's what I'm trying to do, is build that bridge between the activists and patriot movements and mainstream public. And if we can do it over the Real ID Act, then other issues that are related to the tax system or 9/11 truth and issues like that, the public will be more open to listening to things about 9/11 and et cetera, because if we can point out with the Real ID Act just how corrupt certain people in the government are, the public will open their eyes and ears about other issues. But make no mistake about it, if this Real ID Act is implemented, your rights as a citizen to dissent, to seek redress, are going to be extremely limited. So regardless of what other issues may be important to you, and I believe they're all important, the Real ID Act must go down and be repealed.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And there's, 36 federal agencies that are involved in this U.S. Census information?
Well, again, we want to put numbers on who's involved and what agencies are doing what. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to databases.
Right.
I don't care if you have 50 agencies or you have 3 agencies. if the information in the databases is so complete that it has information about every American, including your religion, your sexual preference, whether or not you're a gun owner, what party you belong to, are you married, what race, if all that information is in databases, it really doesn't matter if it's three agencies or 50 agencies. The point is, all government agencies will have access to that information.
Right, including the North American Treaty that's coming about.
Well, that's the North American Union, which actually the name that is being used by the government, and you can do a Google search on it, it's simple. It's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Right. And as a matter of fact, if you don't know this, you might want to check. President Bush is on vacation right now. He has just announced in the last couple of days, and it was an intentional, unintentional announcement. He is actually going to meet with the leaders of Canada and Mexico in the next couple of days about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, otherwise known as the North American Union. And I can promise you, you're not going to see that meeting getting a lot of coverage in the press.
Now, and about the G8, the big boys on top, they're running the whole show here. So, you know, this is worldwide. I mean, if it's going to hurt us, it's going to hurt the world.
Well, the question is, do we want to start acting like other governments like China? Is that United States has come to? Okay, then we need to stop this. That's the bottom line. We need to stop it. And the question is, I put to every American, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, conservative, liberal, Catholic, some other Christian faith, Jewish, Muslim, I don't care. The point is, what are you going to do to protect your constitutional rights that so many people have sacrificed for? What are you going to do for your children and grandchildren? Are you really willing to do what it takes? At the end of the day, I think Brian Kareem said it well. Civil liberties must remain intact. Under threat of terror, and even during a time of war, what else are we fighting for?
Absolutely.
Amen to that, brother.
Bill, thank you for your call and the interest of getting on to a couple others. Let's get on to
them. Have a good
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. The next up, then, is Chris. Chris from Texas. You're on the Peter Mac Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Peter. I was calling and give my 2 cents on the subject. You're asking, do you have to bring in a birth certificate to renew your driver's license? I got a postcard from the DPS here in Texas about 3 months before I was to renew my license last year saying I must present proof of Social Security number fee, $24. So I read that, and I never had to do that before.
No.
Right. I put that together with the Real ID Act, and I said, well, I don't want no part of that. So
yeah,
I didn't renew my license, and that's how we can stop this. I don't think you're going to be able to stop it in Washington, but if every individual stops renewing their driver's license and stops paying tags and insurance, and sure, we'll go to jail, but if they take me to jail, I'm just not going to eat. And if I die in there. And also, to sign anything for the government unwillingly is a violation of that amendment that says involuntary servitude. I'm not going to sign my signature on anything they say I have to. They can put me in jail, whatever.
And let me comment on what you said.
Okay.
Number one, Texas is at the forefront of instituting a lot of these policies. You have Alex Jones down there in Texas. He does a pretty good job of talking about the Real ID Act. I'm trying to work with Alex Jones' producer. Maybe I can get on the show before I go to Washington. I don't know. That's up to Alex Jones, I guess. The point is, I try to do as many radio shows and as many personal presentations as I can. But believe me, there are some people that don't want me on their radio shows.
Yeah.
Because they feel like I am upstaging them, their ego, whatever. Now, in the case of Peter Mack, I can tell you, that's not the case. Peter is very interested in educating his audience, a free flow of discussion. But unfortunately, Peter Mack is the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, maybe you can hook up with Pastor Butch Paul. He's fighting this thing pretty good in Virginia.
Well, actually, I am working with a number of pastors around the country, and tomorrow I'll have an opportunity to speak with one pastor that holds monthly conferences for 200 other pastors. We are certainly reaching out to all Christians.
Yeah.
You know, just Revelation 13, 16, 17 I mean, that's what the Real ID Act is really challenging.
Yeah, let me finish a couple more points. I can't do banking anymore, but luckily I had a bank before I didn't, I mean, an account. And I'm getting ready to close that thing because I'm starting to do my own banking and find I got more money I know what to do with. So I suggest everybody don't do your banking. Quit using
checks.
Let me,
before we go on, because I know we only have a few minutes to go.
And we've got another call. Let me just remind.
Hey, let me throw these 2 points in here, and then you finish. I'll hang up.
Okay.
The other thing is there's all these unconstitutional laws that Homeland Security is passing. If you ever take them to court, you'd say, well, no, this law's not effect because it's a violation of of the Constitution. So those are not legal laws that violate the Constitution. And the third point, or last point, please, everybody, stop participating. If they don't get your fees, they're going to go out of business. And thanks. I'll let you go now. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. We got a short break here. Hopefully our caller from Tennessee will hold on. And then, Mark, you, of course, will have a chance to address comments by Chris and have the last word. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back here in just a minute.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Okay, we're back here on the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for your patience. Mark, can we go to the next caller or do you want to respond to those comments briefly that Chris made?
Everything that, all the points that your callers make are very good points, but they all lead to the same, they all lead to the same place at the end, which is
right.
the things that our government is doing that we all ought to be objecting to. And I can tell you factually, we are not.
Right.
As I speak to groups and callers around the country, you know, the response I get, sure, we get a lot of phone calls and this type of thing, but that's it. And people
right.
need to understand they need to do more. They need to
Absolutely.
Call their congressmen, their senators. They need to write letters to the editor. They need to talk to their pastors or their rabbis. They need to make sure they're doing everything they can to educate the public on these issues. Let's go ahead and take your next caller.
Okay, View, thank you very much for your patience. Go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show. Maybe we lost him.
Hello.
Hello. Is this View or Bo?
Bo.
I'm sorry, Bo, for mispronouncing your name. You're on the Peter Mac Show. You've got a couple minutes if you can make your comments or questions quickly. We'd appreciate it.
Well, yes. It hasn't been made explicit, but maybe by now it should be obvious to your listeners that your guest has talked a lot about how different agencies of the government are going to give this back and forth, and it's going to cause problems for us whichever way we turn. What if this material is either handed over or is hacked into or stolen or somehow captured by a non-governmental entity such as General Motors or some other private organization that can use that against us? I mean, I too fear the government, and as I think all good Americans should, and I want to keep it in its place, but I'm also worried that if the government stores all this information about me and then through one way or another, General Motors gets this information. They say, guess what? We can't write you a car loan because of your
medical
you know,
condition.
Something we have in your database, your race, your sexual preferences or whatever. You're not going to live long enough to pay off this loan. Therefore, we're not going to give you the loan.
Right.
No, that's a very good point that you make, and we really haven't covered it. But I want to address that point one way. And it's a good point. SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, that most people refer to as North American Union, if you go to the government website that details SPP, the first thing you will see is the direct cooperation between the International Chamber of Commerce and those people involved in SPP. So this is about big business. Don't anybody make any mistake about this. The reason that we want to have these open borders is we want less restrictions, at least big business, corporate America does, on the flow of commerce goods. And one of the ways to do that is through the creation of SPP. But that's not in the best interest of Americans. That's in the best interest of corporate America because it involves leaving our borders unsecure and the passing of information about American citizens to other governments. And we also rely on other governments to do the detailed background checks and other things that we would hope are going to be done. And
right.
we can't do that.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Mark, you're just going to have to come back up and update us after you make your trip to D.C. when it's convenient for you. And, Bo, thank you for your call.
If people would like to get in touch with me, Peter, tell them they can reach me at Stop Real ID, Stop, S-T-O-P, Real ID, R-E-A-L, ID at AOL.com. If they'd like to help in our efforts.
I certainly will, Mark. Thank you very much. We'll have you on again as soon as you're able to. Bye-bye now.
It's true.